I made the mistake of tackling Jim in a game, kind of gloating over him. Next play, he ran over me on the way to the end zone. Well, I'm lying there dazed, bloody, and Jim comes up smiling and says to me, "Now you let Big Jim run. The people pay to see Big Jim run." When his playing days were over, he came out at halftime at some of the pro games with a big sack of footballs. And he'd stand at the 50-yard line and drop kick 5 balls through one goal. And then he'd turn around and he'd drop 5 balls through the other goal. He had to be 50 years old. And still making them cheer. Jersey. We all said we got him this time, but the ref, he couldn't find anything. Jim had this all-Indian team, the Orang Indians. We were sponsored by a dog kennel. Jim liked dogs about as much as people, and at halftime we'd come out and do a war dance and then a dog show. Dogs jumping through fire hoops, walking on hind legs, crowd going crazy.
Hiding around here?
Any of those Canton Pollocks? Yeah, regular League of Nations.
You shouldn't be out in Chicago alone, Jim. You ought to know better than that.
Hey, why don't you leave him alone, boys? He's just having
on your own business, old man.
I don't suppose the world's greatest athlete would refuse a bare-knuckle challenge.
Keep the change. Let's go.